What's up, everybody? We hope you're doing well. Here we are, engaged, having a day on an amazing Friday. I want to thank you for tuning in like I always do, making us a part of your day. Tonight, yes, tonight, join me in Madeira Beach, Florida for our fire night. And then next weekend, Friday and Saturday, we're going to be in Connecticut, our two locations. So a lot of fire nights the next 2 weeks. We're going to jump in. You know, there's something that was close to my heart. God gave me a word a couple weeks ago, and we're kind of revisit that today. And it's really about prophets of hope. I can tell where you are in your life by what comes out of your mouth. And it's not even close. Depending on what you're looking at in your life, what you see, what you're hearing, what you're devouring, man, I can tell the type of friends that are influencing you based on what comes out of your mouth. Right? So the Bible says a simple statement in Corinthians. It says, we believe, therefore we speak. What it should have said is we unbelief, therefore we speak. Because what you say has a lot to do with where your heart is in what you believe. There is no shortage of bad news on this earth. And if you are a charismatic believer, it's worse for you. There's something I've seen happen in prophetic ministry, and it's so disheartening to me. You can have prophets of old, meaning they're dead. You can have, you know, if one prophet of old said the dollar's going to go down to nothing, it is unbelievable to me how many Christians continually go on and talk about the dollar being worth nothing and stay broke. It's crazy to me how many people think that the economy is going to tank, we're all going to be doomed, violence is going to erupt everywhere. Like, that's ridiculous. Can you imagine if we saw the Lord spare animals in the book of Genesis? You would walk around thinking you're protected from everything. You would walk around saying God protected the animals, and so he's going to protect me. It doesn't take any faith. All it takes is you parroting the devil to continually go around saying, oh man, what's going to happen? Oh man, it doesn't look good. It's crazy to me. And so fear is everything. We're fearful because of, and listen, you can call it prayer. It's not, it's fear. So we're concerned about wars and rumors of wars. We're concerned about inflation. We're concerned about, you know how many people, because we're literally selling our house now and moving towards the beach. You know how many people have tried to come up to me and like a real Christian way trying to tell me I shouldn't sell my house because of inflation? It's crazy to me. That's like the people telling me at 16 years old, you better work under the table if you want to try to afford child support. Like, what? My house is, I think my interest rate on my house is like 2.5%. And now it could be 5.5. Oh no. Like, it's unbelievable to me how many Christians have a lack of faith to believe for anything greater in their life. And it's almost like they're projecting rain, meaning storms. They're projecting, like, I don't get it. Let me tell you something. If you do nothing, the world gets darker. If you stay, for some of you, just stay where you are and continue the barren ways of your words, the world gets darker. We don't need Christians of doom. We need prophets of hope. Because the devil knows one thing about you I'm not even sure you understand about you. And it's that your words have power and they create realms. I'm amazed at how many people, use their energy, their mind, for the devil. If I watch the news, I hear about wars and violence. If I watch the news, I hear about inflation and financial catastrophe. If I watch the news, I hear about sickness on the earth that overtakes everybody. If I watch the news, basically you'd be scared of everything. Unfortunately, I know a lot of Christians are no different having a conversation with them. You know, the Bible in the book of Isaiah says, these are a people that are plundered. They're basically snared in caves. Nobody says deliver, nobody says restore. I'm going to tell you an unpopular opinion. The blessing of the Lord is going to overtake your life. I'm going to tell you an unpopular opinion. You will buy more houses and more land and reap in ways you could never imagine. You will be given vineyards you didn't plant. I'll tell you an unpopular opinion. No sickness or disease is going to overtake you. I'll tell you an unpopular opinion. The blessing of God will overtake your life. His goodness will run you over. Does not matter what goes on around us in this world. Zip. Doesn't have an effect on life. You will be blessed. It's the nature of heaven. Just as sickness is on this earth, and God has a cure, a miracle power for every sickness on this earth, nothing on this earth will touch you. You, my friends, need to be a throne. There needs to be a throne zone around you. And we cannot be moved by this stuff. You want to declare? You declare the blessing of the Lord overtaking people. You line up the word of God with your lips. I can't do it. I can't sit here and cower to your fear of inflation or another variant of COVID or wars and rumors of wars. We can't do it. That's not, we're chasing shadows. What we need to do is lock into the realms of heaven and declare and create with our words. This will be the greatest year financially that you have ever lived. This will be the greatest year of health that you've ever lived. This will be the greatest year of revelation and wisdom that you've ever lived. This will be a year of harvest for you. This will be a year of souls coming into the kingdom. I mean, if we haven't seen that this weekend, we had somebody this weekend at church. He came up to me and said, look, my husband, I've been bringing him to Easter services. I don't know. It was 30, 40 years. And she said this was the first time ever that he gave his heart to an altar call. Hadn't done it in 30 plus years. It's harvest time. This is a year of harvest. This is a year of radical transformation. And what do you believe? What do you believe? Don't be the child that's worried about the monster under the bed when there's no monster. It's time to be a man of faith. It's time to be a woman of faith. It's time to rise up as a Proverbs 31 prophet. And it's time to declare hope. This world's hurting, man. This church world is on life support. And there's so few people that have a prophetic hope. Most people, it's doom. Most people, it's horrible. And I get it. A lot of people are disenfranchised. But the word of God isn't, and the Lord isn't. So today we line up our beliefs with hope, and we line up our beliefs with faith. That's it for today. We love you. As always, thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven today.